여러분 주위에는 많은 문제도 있을 수 있습니다.
You may have a lot of problems around you.
그러나 여러분이 개인이 응답할 수 있다면 쉽게 해결할 수 있을 겁니다.
However, if you can personally receive answers, you can easily overcome all these difficulties.
내 주위의 사람들이 다 이상한 사람이라 할지라도 내가 응답을 받으면 훨씬 더 많은 걸 할 수 있게 됩니다.
Even if all these people around you are all strange, but if you can receive personal answers, then you can overturn all of that.
불신자에게도 말씀드리고 싶습니다.
And even want to say this to even to the unbelievers.
하나님을 안 믿는데도 성공할 수 있는 사람 많습니다.
There are a lot of individuals who can succeed even though they don't believe in God.
그 성공 기준이 뭡니까?
But what is the standard of success?
불신자들 가운데 훌륭한 분들 많아요.
Even amongst all the unbelievers, there are outstanding individuals.
교회 안 왔는데도 하나님 안 믿는데도 공부 잘하는 사람도 많아요.
There are a lot of people who are quite smart, even though they don't come to church, even though they don't believe in God.
그래서 성공한다고 하는데 그분의 기준이 뭡니까?
And they do become successful, but what is the standard of success?
잘 먹고 잘 살다 죽겠다는 거예요.
It's simply saying that they want to live well and just die well.
좋습니다. 뭐 의식주 문제지요.
In other words, it's all about all these necessities of life, living, food and shelter and clothing.
그게 과연 인간일까요?
But is that really a definition of being a human being?
편안하게 잘 먹고 살다가 죽는다고 하면은 우리 딸 집에 키우는 개 있어요, 토리라고. 그게 제일 행복하지, 그럼요.
If simply living a good life is all about eating well and simply living well off, if that's a being called living a well life, then it's no better than this my daughter's dog, the Tori, who's at home.
그 개는 가보니까 굉장히 대우받아요. 방도 좋고. 죽을 이유도 없고 그래요.
When I look at that pet at home, that dog is living very comfortably and everything is all well taken care of.
제가 아는 그 우리 후배 가운데 본래 공부를 잘했어요.
Among some of the juniors to me, there are these people who are quite well at their studies.
성실해요.
Because they are conscientious.
그래가지고 그 서울대학을 쉽게 들어갔어요.
And that person went to Seoul National University very easily.
본래 공부 잘하고 성실하고 집안도 좋고 그래요.
Because that person by nature is very studious and also conscientious, and even that family, whole families study very well.
그래서 뭐 그 다른 사람이 어렵다고 하는 그 행정고시 쉽게 패스했어요.
And even all these bar exams and the administrative exams, that person was able to easily pass.
그래서 이제 뭐 행정고시를 패스하면요, 사무관 됩니다. 나이 어려도 직책이 높습니다.
Once you pass that national administration bar exam, then even though you are quite young in your age, you can become a government official.
그럼 이제 각 국가로 이제 이렇게 각 파트로 이제 이렇게 배치가 되겠죠.
And once you pass that exam, you can be designated and assigned to a positions and for the government.
꽤 오래 근무했어요.
And the person studied very well.
꽤 높은 자리에 있으면 이렇게 하고 이제 아이들도 키우고 이렇게요.
And reached a high position and also got married and had a lot of children.
그러면 내 친하니까 물어봤어요.
And because that person was close to me, so I asked.
월급을 얼마 받나 물어봤습니다.
I asked how much do you get paid?
아니고 이제 뭐 최고 엘리트예요. 서울대 나오고 서울대 나온 부인 만나고 애도 공부 잘하고 아주 엘리트예요.
So that person was an elite. That person graduated from Seoul National University and even married someone who also graduated from Seoul National University. And also the kids were also very studious.
그 다른 사람들은 말 안 하겠지만 내가 모르니까 뭐 내 제자니까 뭐 얼마 받는데 이런 물어봤습니다.
Because he was my disciple, my student, that's why even though he would not have answered when other people might have asked, he said, you know, what he earned.
500만 원이 채 안 돼요.
It was less than $5,000.
그 엘리트가요.
Even though he was an elite.
여러분, 그 아이들 키우고 생활하려면 힘들 건데요. 그렇죠?
So for you to raise a family and raise children, it's not that easy.
제가 말하는 거는 그 사람 지급이 잘못됐다. 돈을 작게 받는다 이 말이 아닙니다.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have a good job or he does not earn much money.
정말 주의 일을 하려고 하면요 못해요.
For you to really do God's work,
사실상 못해요.
In fact, you cannot do all of God's work.
또 이제 보면은 그렇지 않고 말이죠 막 재벌이다. 특별한 뭐 과학자다 이런 분들에서 많은 도움 우리가 받잖아요.
On the other hand, there are people who are head of the conglomerate and also scientists. And then you can get a lot of help from them.
왜 그러면은 지구상에 자꾸 어려워져서 영적 문제가 올까요?
But why is that there's so many problems on this earth? Why are there's a rise of spiritual problems?
공부를 잘했는데 왜 영적 문제 옵니까?
Why is that? Even though they study so well, but still they have all these spiritual problems.
자, 하나님은 괜히 쓸데없이 교회 오라, 예수 믿으라 이렇게 하는 분입니까?
Is God someone who just uselessly, needlessly simply tell us and order us to come to church?
보통 지성인이 할 얘기대로 아니 바쁜데 무슨 뭐 그 교회 가서 기도하고 하느냐 그런 요구를 하나님이 하셨겠습니까?
Many intellectuals claim that we don't have time, we are so busy, that's why there's no time for us to go to church. So is God so unreasonable that He simply demands us to come to church?
그날 불신자에게 드리고 싶은 얘기다 이거예요.
This is what I want to tell to the unbelievers.
하나님은 바쁜데 말이요, 괜히 교회 와서 기도해라 이런 쓸데없는 메시지를 하나님이 성경을 통해서 주셨다는 말입니까?
Are you claiming then, all the unbelievers, that God is so unreasonable? God doesn't know that how busy you are, but He simply orders and commands you to come to church.
그걸 모르니까 영적 문제 계속 와요.
Because people simply don't really know. That's why they have no choice but to have this all this consistent rise of spiritual problems.
이 영적 문제가 오면 어떤 식으로 오냐면요, 굉장히 착한 사람들에게는 우울증으로 옵니다.
So what is this spiritual problem? How is this manifested? To the good-natured people, it appears as depression.
혼자 되게 우울한 거죠, 힘들고.
Which means that just personally, they're just so depressed.
말할 데도 없죠.
They have nowhere to share what they're
결혼해도 가족에게도 쉽게 얘기할 수 없어요.
Even if they get married, they can't share easily to their family members.
이게 좀 못된 사람들은 이쪽으로 나가요.
What about those who are of a bad character? It also swings to the other opposite end.
중독이다, 도박이다, 이쪽으로 나가죠.
To addiction, to gambling.
그럼 막 돌아다니면서 막 이상한 짓 하죠.
And they go to simply go off and live this rampant life.
눈에 안 보이게 엄청난 지금 세상 문제가 갈수록 오고 있어요.
So on into our eyes, all these horrendous problems are rising all throughout the world.
정치인들께서는 동성연애를 하라 하지 마라 법으로 만들어놨는데 이런 지금 논란을 하고 있습니다.
So we see in the politics, the politicians are fighting over whether or not that we need to have a legalization of homosexuality.
저는 그 얘기에 간여할 생각이 없습니다.
I have no intention to interfere in their argument.
제 메시지를 듣고 있는 동성애하는 사람이 있을 겁니다.
But I'm sure there are these homosexuals out there who are listening to my message.
분명히 얘기해 줄게요.
I would like to surely tell you this.
엄청 영적 문제 옵니다.
You will face a severe spiritual problem.
나중에
later on.
계속 옵니다.
Continuously.
어떻게 할 겁니까?
Then what are you going to do?
그래서 성경에 하지 말라는 겁니다.
That is why in the Bible God tells us not to do homosexuality.
수십 군데 흩어진 무속인들이나 전 세계 이상한 짓 하는 사람들 많잖아요. 영적 문제가 심각하게 온다니까.
And there are many sorcerers, many shamans, all these people who are practicing divination out in the world. You have no choice but to face spiritual problems.
절대로 정치인이 책임 못 집니다.
But those are the things that the politician can never take responsibility of.
정치인 이걸 할 능력이 없어요.
Because politicians they have no ability or power to resolve spiritual problems.
많은 사람 함부로 성경에 대한 얘기를 하고 함부로 말지 얘기를 하는데 정말 그거는 아주 진짜 어린아이들이 막지그린과 똑같아요.
And they recklessly reference the Bible. They just simply use all these Bible verses without really knowing it. It's as simply as all these immature children who just try to literally say all of that.
심각하게 와 있더라.
Because severe spiritual problems will come.
어떤 유럽에는요 한 반에 싹 다 동성애.
So for a case in Europe, entire class in elementary school, entire students are all homosexuals.
그게 나쁘다 좋다 이 말이 아닙니다.
I'm not saying whether that is good or bad.
왜 그래야만 됩니까?
I'm just simply questioning why must be it so.
그리고 그렇지 않은 학생은요 결국은 돌려 빠져나와야 돼요.
And what if that student is not a homosexual? Then that student has no choice but to become an outcast.
왜 그래야 됩니까?
Why must it be that way?
그게 정상적인 나라고 정상적인 상황입니까?
Do you see that as a normal situation, a normal state of a country?
난 그런 사람 있다. 거기 대해서 나쁘다 좋다는 얘기 아니에요.
I'm not saying or making any assessment as to whether it's good or bad or even it's okay to have that.
이런 심각한 영적 문제를 지구상에는 지금 폭발적으로 일어나고 있다.
We're seeing all this rampant, explosive rise of spiritual problems all throughout the world.
이제 옛날부터 이제 그 성공한 강대국이 영적 문제를 모르니까 사람 막 죽이고 잡아가는 거예요.
And throughout history, all these powerful nations, since they don't know what spiritual problems are, they simply take people as captives and kill people.
약소국에는 있는 사람 힘이 없으니까 잡혀가는 거예요.
And these weak countries, they have no choice but to be taken as captives, as slaves.
그때 일어난 사건입니다.
And it's an incident that happened at that time.
그때에 기도 응답을 알고 비밀을 아는 사람이 있었다 그 말이에요.
At that time, there was one person who understood the gospel and realized the mystery of prayer and answers.
그래서 성경에서 여러분에게 사람들이 말씀하는 가장 큰 축복이 뭡니까?
So what is the greatest blessing that God gives to us through the Bible to the, all the business people?
복음 안에 있는 영적 서밋이라는 겁니다.
Is to become the spiritual summit within the gospel.
이 영적 문제는 복음으로만 해결돼요.
It's because the spiritual problems can be solved only by the gospel.
아니 나는 교회가 안 되는데요. 복음 각인된 만큼만 돼요.
But I already go to church. How come I still have all these spiritual problems? You will receive healing to the extent of that you become gospelized.
아, 난 이 약을 먹는데 왜 내 병이 안 났습니까? 그 병이 각인된 게 없어져야 완전히 나는 거죠.
Even though I take this medicine, how come my illness is not getting rid of? Well, you have to uproot that problem, that illness has to be uprooted.
이게 점점 심각해집니다.
In other words, a spiritual problem will become worse and worse.
그래서 복음 안에 있으면 여러분에게 어떤 일이 벌어집니까?
So what happens when you are inside of the gospel?
지금 어떤 일이 나오고 있습니까?
What is taking place even
지금.
Right now? Right now.
기독 신자들이 이걸 몰라요. 지금 막 무슨 일이 나오고 있습니까?
Christians are not aware of this. What's happening right now?
이 일이 나오고 있어요.
This is taking place Trinity.
성삼위 하나님께서는 지금 역사하고 계시는 겁니다.
The Holy Triune God is at work even right now.
우리의 신분과 배경이 지금 역사하고 있는 겁니다.
And our status and our background, they are at work even right now.
하나님의 자녀이기 때문에 성령께서 함께 하시는 동시에 하늘 보좌의 축복이 지금 일어나고 있는 겁니다.
Because we are God's children, God has no choice but to be at work, and because our background is a throne of heaven, that's why we are the blessing of the heaven of throne working upon us right now.
신분에 따라 권세가 오는 겁니다.
And according to our status, our authority will be
그렇죠.
revealed.
대통령이 돼야 대통령 권세가 있지. 대통령 안 된 사람은 대통령 권세 없어요.
Only when you become the president, you can exercise your authority and privileges. If you are not the president, you cannot exercise your authority.
하나님의 자녀가 되는 권세를 주는 이 권세에도 배경이 있어요.
And God has given us the right to become God's children, and even with that, we have the background.
눈에 안 보이는 일들이라.
These are the things that are unseen to our eyes.
그러니까. 제일로 이 축복을 무시하고 있는 사람들이 누구냐? 기독교인이거든요.
But who are the people who are least aware of this and they're so ignorant of this? They're all Christians.
거꾸로 알고 있어서 그렇지. 그래도 인정하는 사람들이 무당들이에요. 무당들은 거꾸로 알고 있지. 그래도 인정은 해요.
But who are the people who at least acknowledge that but who know it on the opposite side of it? Those are the shamans.
영적 사실을 인정하잖아요.
Because they at least acknowledge the spiritual fact.
기독교인은 인정도 안 해요.
But Christians on the other hand, they don't even acknowledge spiritual facts. So that's why I don't really understand why they believe.
그러면요 예배 드릴 이유도 없어요.
And if they don't know the spiritual facts, they don't even know the reason why they should
need
to worship.
때문에 교회 와서 시간 바치고 예배합니까?
Why do you spend all your hours and devote yourself to worship God in the church?
항상 함께하시지만은 예배 때 모일 때. 하나님은 가장 정확한 언약을 이루시잖아요.
God is with us at all times, but when we gather for the worship, then God is with us, and then He's with us at all times, and He's working powerfully upon us.
이렇게 되면 어떤 일이 벌어지는 줄 압니까?
Do you know what happens once this takes place?
살리는 역사 일어납니다.
The work of revival will arise.
계급하고 상관없습니다.
It really has nothing to do with that.
세 명만 예를 들겠습니다.
Let me give you these example of three people.
여러분이 잘 아는 요셉입니다.
It's Joseph that you know very well.
이 축복을 딱 누리고 있으니까요. 요셉 주위가 살아나는 거예요.
Because Joseph enjoyed that spiritual summit, that's why surrounding him everything was revived.
내가 뭘 해야 될 거냐도 중요하지만 내 주위가 살아나야지 다 죽는 데는 일 안 되는 거예요.
What I must do,
그렇잖아요.
What should I do? That's important too. But what you really need to first and foremost carry out is that your surroundings, your people around you must be revived.
이거하고 일하고 관계 있냐? 직접 관계 있습니다. 왜냐하면 사람이 살아나기 때문에 내 주위 사람이 살아나야 일이 되는 거예요.
So does that really have to do anything with the work that you do? Of course, because it's all related to people. When the people around you are revived and come to life, then everything will naturally take place.
한 명 더 예를 들겠습니다.
Let me give you an example of another person.
다윗입니다.
It's David.
다윗이 상황이 안 좋았어요.
David was in a terrible situation.
근데 다윗이 딱 이 축복을 누리고 있으니까 어떤 환경 괜찮아 살아나는 거예요.
Because David was enjoying being the spiritual summit, it doesn't matter what kind of situation he was in, because he was able to revive and bring people to life.
여러분 어떤 문제를 갖고 있습니까?
What kind of problem are you facing right now?
집중해 보세요.
Why don't you concentrate on this?
그 중에 오늘 소개하는 인물이 에스더입니다.
And a person that I would like to introduce you to you today is Esther.
여러분이 이 축복을 누리고 계시면 세 가지가 올 겁니다.
If you enjoy this blessing, then three things will arise.
첫째 뭐가 옵니까?
First of all, what will come?
여러분에게 언약에 관한 응답이 올 겁니다.
The answers regarding the covenant will come to you.
그렇죠.
Right?
쉽게 말하면 여러분들은 summit time을 누리게 될 겁니다.
Simply put, you are bound to enjoy the summit time.
이렇게 딱 온다니까요.
So that's what's going to come.
베냐민 지파의 딸입니다.
She's a daughter from the tribe of Benjamin.
자기가 선택한 건 알겠죠.
So that's the background.
저기도 언약이 있습니다.
Even that tribe had the covenant.
이 베냐민 지파는 좀 특별한 지파죠.
Because being a Benjaminite, that's a special thing.
야곱이 열두 아들 낳는데 그 각 지파 이름입니다.
Jacob had 12 sons, and the Benjamin is one of the sons.
야곱이 나헬을 가장 중심으로 사랑했는데 그 사람이 난 아이가 요셉과 베냐민입니다.
And Jacob loved Rachel the most, and Rachel had two sons. That was Joseph and Benjamin.
베냐민을 낳다가 라헬은 사망했죠.
And Rachel died as she was giving birth to Benjamin.
그래서 야곱의 특별한 사랑은 여기다 있었어요.
That's why Jacob had a special care and love towards Benjamin.
인간적으로 불쌍하잖아요. 엄마가 없는데.
Even humanly speaking, you know, I'm sure he had so much pity on his son
because
he didn't have a mother.
요 위에 베냐민을 보고 자란 사람이 요셉이다 그 말이에요.
And the one who really took care of Benjamin, and Benjamin who really looked forward, look up to was Joseph.
요셉이 총리가 됐을 때 최고 간 심사가 아버지 살아 있는가도 있지만은 자기 동생에서 베냐민 그에 대한 것이.
And also, when Joseph became the governor, he had two great interests. First of all, was that whether his father Jacob was well, and the second thing was that whether his younger sibling Benjamin was well.
그래서 그런지 초대 왕 사울이 베냐민 지파지.
And maybe that's the reason why the first king of Israel was King Saul, and he was from the tribe of Benjamin.
그 이름은 에스더입니다.
And so her name was Esther.
별이란 뜻이에요.
It means star.
네, 원래 본명은 여러분 아시다시피 하다사라.
And her original name is Hadassah.
예, 네, 이런 뜻입니다. 천인화.
That's what it means.
그러니까 이름도 좋죠.
Even she has such a great name.
근데 이 에스더가 부모를 잃고 모르드게에서 자란 거예요.
And she lost both of her parents and she was raised by Mordecai, her cousin.
모르드게에게서부터 아주 중요한 양육을 받고 신앙을 배운 거예요.
She had a great most important upbringing through Mordecai and she learned faith through Mordecai.
이게 어느 날 왕후가 된 겁니다.
One day she becomes the queen.
이렇게요. 하나님께서 중요한 언약 속에 있는 사람에게는요, 그 언약 자체를 가지고 언약 속에 서밋으로 다 축복하시는 겁니다.
That's how God works. God brings people within the covenant and calls them into the covenant, and God raises the people throughout this covenant.
이게 여러분이 받을 응답입니다.
And that is the answer that you will receive.
그러면 이 언약을 잡고 있으면 계속 이 응답 온다니까 어떻게 오느냐? 정체성에 관한 응답이 와요.
Once you hold on to this covenant and wait, then you will receive this answer of the covenant. What is that answer? It's the answer of your identity.
드디어 여러분이 서밋 자세가 다 갖춰지는 거예요.
So ultimately, you will gain that posture, that attitude of the summit.
자, 굉장한 일들이 벌어.
It's a tremendous thing.
여러분 지금 무슨 일이 일어나는가 싸우셔야 됩니다.
So right now, regardless of what is taking place, you need to confront it.
안 믿어지시면 여러분은 불신자입니다.
If you don't believe in it, then you are an unbeliever.
누가 뭐래도 불신자입니다.
No matter what other people say, you are an unbeliever.
여러분이 믿는다 고백해도 불신자입니다.
Even if you do confess with your mouth that you do believe it, you're still an unbeliever.
지금 말이에요.
But even right now.
내일 예배할 때.
And tomorrow when you worship God.
이 일이 벌어집니다.
This is what's taking place.
지금 벌어집니다.
It's taking place even right now.
평상시 기도할 때는 성취되어 나갑니다.
And as you pray on a daily basis.
어떻게 성취되어 나가느냐? 이렇게 성취되어 나간다.
Likewise.
아시겠죠?
Do you understand?
틀림없습니다.
Undoubtedly.
이거 안 믿어지면 교회 다니지 마세요.
If you don't believe in it, then there's no need for you to go to church.
절에 가세요.
Just go to the Buddhist temple.
108번 절하고 땀이라도 나도록요. 그렇게 하세요.
Just bow down 108 times until you sweat.
그 말하고 어차피 구원 못 받을 거 교회 옵니까?
Why do you go to church when you're not even saved?
시원한 데가 바람이나 쐬고 공기 좋은데 물도 마시고 108번 하고 허리 운동도 하고 너무 좋아요.
You know, is it good that you bow down 180 times, that you go out to the mountainside and then you get all the fresh air and the breeze and drink all this fresh water?
어차피 지옥 갈 거.
Because you're bound to go to hell.
하나님의 백성은요 틀림없습니다. 이 일이 지금 일어나고 있어요.
Undoubtedly, to God's people, this is what's
더 중요한
taking place right
거,
now.
성취되어 가고 있어요.
What's even more important that it gets fulfilled.
서밋 자세만 갖추면 바로 보이게 되는 겁니다.
So simply, once you gain that summit posture, summit attitude, then you will be able to see it right away.
에스더 2장 10절입니다.
It's Esther chapter 2 verse 10.
이때는 시간 배경 언제인 줄 압니까?
Do you know what the background of at this time?
전국에 신앙 좋은 사람을 모집한다가 아니고 전국의 미녀를 모집한다예요.
It wasn't the time of gathering all the people of faith, but it was gathering the people of the most beautiful women.
선발될 당시에 모르드게가 한 말입니다.
And at the time as Esther was being selected, this is what Mordecai warned her.
너 절대 유대인임을 말하지 마라.
He advised her, do not ever reveal your nationality that you're a Jew.
거기는 언약이 들어 있는 겁니다.
Because it contained the covenant.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why was that?
포로되어 왔잖아요.
Because she was there as a captive.
그럼 숨깁니까?
Then does she need to conceal it?
아니죠.
No.
시간표가 있기 때문에.
Because there's a time schedule.
에스더 2장 20절입니다.
And it's Esther chapter 2 verse 20.
요거는 쉽게 말하면 이제 앞에 거는 모집 거고 요 이거는 이제 심사 단계 때예요.
So the first part was that it was now being a gathering of all these calling the beautiful women and the second it was a time of a selection.
아 여자들이 한 명씩 한 명씩 나올 거 아니에요. 이제 아가씨들이 이제 심사를 보는 겁니다.
Now they're interviewing and then they're just looking at a woman one by one.
심사를 볼 때 뭘 얘기해야 되냐면 자기 출신과 살고 있는 것과 부모님이 누구다, 나 누구다 이렇게 얘기를 해야 돼요.
So as these women are being interviewed one by one, and as they're being examined, they need to reveal their nationality, their family background, who their parents are.
예, 선발 시험을 볼 때 모르드게가 거기 있었다니.
But when Esther was going to get interviewed, that's when Mordecai warned her.
모르드게도 고급 공무원이 돼 있으니까요.
Because Mordecai was also in a high position of
the government. 그때 한 얘기입니다.
And that's what he said then.
심사할 때 절대 유다인인 걸 밝히지 마라.
Do not ever reveal that you are a Jew.
밝히지 않았습니다.
And Esther did not reveal.
넘어갔어요.
And somehow that was not even asked.
선발이 된 겁니다.
And she got appointed.
와서 대신에 왕으로 선발이 된 겁니다.
And later on she was actually selected to be the queen.
그러던 중에 많은 일들이 일어나겠죠.
And in the process of all that many things happened.
예, 이런 사람들은 의식주밖에 모르기 때문에 그럴 수밖에 없어요.
All the unbelievers, they are only concerned about their clothing, food, and shelter. That they have no choice.
가만 보니까 유다인 때문에 밥그릇이 떨어지게 생겼어.
And as people see, because of all these Jews who are highly outstanding, they thought that they're going to lose their position.
안 떨어질 건데 그런 생각 착각을 한 거죠.
Of course, it's not going to be that way. But then they were so afraid that they're going to lose their position.
아, 저 유다인 때문에 말이야 내 자리가 흔들릴 것 같아.
Because of all the Jews who are doing so well, my position is being shaken.
그래서 잔머리를 돌린 게 죽음을 자초하게 된 겁니다. 그게 하만입니다.
And because they were so concerned and so worried, that's why they began to use their brain and they were employing all the schemes and that brought to their demise and that was Haman.
이 하만이 이까지 끌고 간 거예요.
So Haman just brought all this process to their demise.
여러분 아시다시피요.
Just as you know.
그때 밝힙니다.
And that's when she revealed.
언제 말입니까?
When was that?
죽게 됐을 때
the moment, then they're all
결정적일 때 에스더가 밝히는데 유다인임을 밝힙니다.
In the most critical, decisive moment, Esther revealed her identity.
여러분 지금 이 시간에 이 일이 일어나고 있다.
Right now, this is taking place.
안 믿으시죠?
Don't you find it
혹시
believable?
그런 분 계시면 교회 오지 마세요.
If there's anyone like that, don't 알로우니까. Come to church. Why do you come to church?
교회는 구원받은 사람이 오는 거예요. 훌륭한 사람이 오는 게 아니에요.
The church is a place where only those who are saved come. There's no need for you to come if you don't believe in it.
이 기도 비밀하면 여러분 하고 있는 염려요. 진짜 웃기는 염려예요. 그거.
If you truly believe in it, all the worries and all the prayer topics that you may have, they're all useless.
아무리 가까이 있는 사람도 아무리 가족이라도 아무리 친구 아무리 훌륭한 사람이라도 벌써 이거 안 누리는 사람 말이 달라요 말이.
No matter how close that person may be, whether that person is your family member, your close friend, if they don't believe in this spiritual summit, all these aspects, then really we cannot communicate.
이 에스더는요 어떤 일만 반드시 이거는 현장에 응답하게 돼 있어요.
So then to Esther, absolutely that answer is bound to come in their field.
Summit 그릇이 나오게 돼 있습니다.
And which means that the summit vessel is bound to arise.
에스더 5장 1절 14절.
It is Esther chapter 5 verses 1 through 14.
드디어 뭡니까?
And ultimately what happened?
왕을 잔치하는 자기 집에 초대한 겁니다.
And Esther opens up a banquet and invites the king to her banquet.
예, 왕후니까 왕궁이 있겠죠.
Because it's a royal palace and she's a queen, I'm sure.
그게
이제
왕을 이제 모신 겁니다.
And that's where she invited the king.
근데 그 이 왕이 눈치가 빠르잖아요. 왜냐하면 그 법을 탁 와서 먹었냐 알잖아요. 물은 겁니다.
And the king, of course, is very quick to his senses, and he asked why Esther really risked her life to even come to the king.
그때도 말 안 했어요.
Even then, she did not reveal.
이 성경 보세요.
And let's look at the Bible.
한 번 더 초청한 겁니다.
And she invites the king one more time.
왕궁에 처음 갔을 때도 말 안 했고 잔치에 초청했을 때도 말 안 했어요.
She didn't disclose her identity when she was selected as a queen, and when she opened the banquet, she did not disclose it. And for the even for the first time.
두 번째 초청할 때도 말 안 했어요.
And even for the second
그렇죠?
time when he was invited, she did not disclose.
진짜로 이 영적 서밋을 누리는 사람은 많은 말이 필요치 않습니다.
And if you truly enjoy being the spiritual summit, it doesn't really require much words.
이때 얘기합니다.
Then she finally says.
그때 밝히잖아요.
Then she finally reveals.
예, 자기가 다 이스라엘 죽게 되었습니다.
That all the Israelites are going to die.
한 사람의 모략으로.
Because of the plot and
그것도 거짓말로.
Of a one person and that was even a lie.
그것도 돈으로.
Even for the sake of money.
왕이 완전히 열받아요. 도대체 어떤 인간이 그런 인간이?
And the king became extremely enraged and he asked, who's the one who plotted this?
그때 얘기해서 하만.
That's when Esther says, it's Haman.
나는 유다인인데 유다인 중에 이 하만 자고.
I'm a Jew myself and because of Haman that myself and all my people are going to perish.
하나님께서는요, 절묘하게 타임에 맞추어서 이 하만을 처리한 겁니다.
And God orchestrates such a perfect timing and gets rid of Haman.
그걸 보고 여러분 아시다시피 부림절이라고 합니다.
And as you know, we call this the festival of Purim.
왕이 조서를 내려서 역사에 기록을 해라.
And the king ordered his edict and ordered people to record this in history.
여러분, 이 축복 회복하시길 바랍니다.
May you restore this blessing.
이게 서밋의 타임이고 자세고 그렇습니다.
This is summit time, attitude and vessel.
이게 여러분의 여정입니다.
This is your journey.
속지 마시고 여기에 빠져서 죽으면 안 돼요.
So don't be deceived. Don't perish as you plunge into this.
아무리 훌륭한 분이라도 훌륭한 지식은 맞지만은 그 사람은 모릅니다. 거짓말하는 거예요.
And no matter how intellectual you may be, how outstanding you may be, if you don't know this gospel, then you have no choice but to perish.
우리가 엉터리 기독교인 되면 안 돼요. 그래서 욕을 먹는 겁니다. 우리는 복음을 바로 말해주는 기독교인 돼야 돼요.
We must not become fake Christians. We must become true, genuine Christians who proclaims and relays only this pure gospel.
뭐 그때그때 시대에 따라 필요한 운동이겠지만 복음 운동 해야 됩니다.
And of course, age by age, there are things that are needed, but then every age, we must only do this gospel movement.
얼마 시간이 좀 많이 가게 됐네요.
Much time has passed.
선거할 때 많은 사람들이 교인들인데 호소를 해요.
When during the time of election, many Christians they appeal to me.
목사님은 완전 우파인가 보다. 이렇게.
Oh, perhaps pastor, you are just on the extreme right wing.
대답 안 했어요.
I did not answer that.
우파에서 또 연락 왔어요.
And even on the right wing side,
목사님 왜 데모하는데 안 나오시느냐?
Oh, pastor, why aren't you coming out to our rally?
그 정도가 아니요.
It's not to that extent.
영상을 제작해 갖고 보내요.
They even made a video.
영상을 나도 유 목사 왜 여기 안 나오냐?
And then they're just finger pointing at me and then criticizing me. Why aren't you coming out to the rally with us?
내 대답해놓고 그때 이렇게 대답했어요.
And I think this is what I said.
선거 끝나거든 보자 그랬어요.
I'll see you after the election is over.
지금 당신들이 하고 있는 그거는 완전히 우파를 손해나게 만드는 거다.
Because what you are doing right now is
우파 편이라면
if you're on the right wing side,
우파가 내 일로 왔길래 그랬어요.
That's why I asked because if you're on the right wing side, then that what you're doing is
지금 당신들이 하고 있는 그 행동은 완전히 우파를 손해나고 있는 행동이니까 참고해라 그랬어요.
I told the person, what you are doing right now is actually bringing more harm to the right wing. That's why really take that for your reference.
그러니까 분통이 터질 거 아니에요.
Then I'm sure that person got frustrated.
분통이 터지니까 욕을 못하고 밑에 나를 뭐라 써놨냐. 비겁하네요. 그래서.
And since that person cannot curse at me, that's why the person said,
oh, you 네 들을 거예요.
Are a coward. And I think that
아마 우리 교인일 거예요.
I think that person is a believer.
대답 안 했습니다.
I didn't answer that.
앞으로도 그럼 또 집니다. 저 보세요.
I'll actually tell you that if you would repeat that again, you're going to lose again.
그 앞에는 그런 글을 썼어요.
And on the former side, that person wrote.
그 정도 IQ 같으면 안 하는 게 낫다 이랬어요.
And I actually said to the person, if you are only to that level of IQ, it's actually better
than you
don't do
it. 믿음 문제도 아니고 이념 문제도 아니요. IQ 문제예요.
It's not the matter of ideological fight. It's actually the matter of your IQ.
이념이란 좋은 거 장점 다 있어. 그 문제가 아니라니까 그 IQ 문제.
It, of course, when you have certain ideologies, it does bring certain set of values, but it's not even a fight of ideologies. It's a fight of your IQ.
속지 마세요.
That's why do not be deceived.
신자가 말이요. 속지 마세요.
Really, if you're a true, genuine believer,
이 축복 모르면 여러분 죽는 거예요.
If you don't know this blessing of the spiritual summit, you have no choice
아시겠죠?
but to perish. Really, do you understand?
아 이게 무슨 경제인에게 필요하냐 말이요. 아닙니다.
Oh, really, why do we all need this? You may ask.
가장 필수적입니다.
It is most essential.
한 오늘 시간 많이 가는데 한 예만 들고 끝낼게요.
We much time has passed, but let me tell you one more thing.
북한에서 신앙생활을 넘어왔던 우리 양봉화 장로님이 제게 직접 간증했어요.
This is what Elder Yang Bonghwa, who crossed over from the northern side of Korea, crossed over to Korea. This is what he said.
원래 기업을 하던 사람이라 기업 할부를 하니까 너무 어려워요.
Because he's already an owner of a conglomerate and a corporation because he's so worried.
모든 일하는 간부들이 일요일 날 모여 술 먹는데 자기는 그 갈 수가 없어요.
And because all these cabinet members of the corporation, they always drink on Sundays, but he could not go because of a believer.
자기들끼리 모여가지고 막 밤새 막 노는데 자기는 그 낄 수 없대.
And they were just simply living for pleasure all night long, but he said he could not join that group.
기도했답니다.
That's why he prayed.
그런데 장로님 고백이에요.
And that was the elder's confession.
주일날 그 사람들 뭐 술 먹고 놀고 모이니까 자기들끼리 사업 다 해. 그러니까 장로님은 교회 앉아 있단 말이야.
And since all these people who were drinking and they're having fun together, that's why they can do business together on Sundays. But since he could not do, he prayed.
무슨 기도하는 뭔 생각이 났느냐?
As he was praying,
북한에 두고 온 아들과 딸이 생각나더라.
He remembered his sons and daughters that he left in North Korea.
죽었는지 살았는지 북한에 두고 온 아들과 딸 놓고 기도했대요.
He doesn't know whether they are alive or not. He prayed for his own sons and daughters in North Korea.
그때 이 장로님 마음속에 번쩍한 응답이 옵니다.
That's when a great answer came across his mind.
교회 안에 내가 거래하는 사업체에 아이들 살리는 장학금 제도로 만들어.
That he is going to establish the scholarship foundation to help those people who are the children of those our business partners.
이렇게 말이요, 술만 먹고 돌아다니는 간부들이 이 장로님 중심을 아주 알아.
And these people always drinking and having fun on themselves. These business partners, they came to realize the true intention of the elder.
그 뒤에 어떻게 됐냐? 시간이 없어서 그만두겠습니다.
And what happened after that? Since we don't have time, we will stop now.
관계 있습니다.
It is so correlated. It's so closely related.
어떤 면에서는요, 사업을 하고 세상 속에 여러분이 가장 이 은혜가 필요해.
And as you are in the world conducting business inside the world, this is what's most needed for you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
주 예수 그리스도의 은혜와
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
우리 하나님의 크신 사랑하심과
And great love of God our Father.
성령님의 역사하심이
And the working of the Holy Spirit.
이 시대에 가장 중요한 영적 서밋이 된 산업인들 위해.
Upon the heads of all the business people who must become the spiritual summit for this age.
지금부터 영원까지.
Be both now.
항상 함께 계실지어다.
And always and forevermore. Amen. Amen.